Let's touch base on that story first this evening. Stavros Nikolaou, Aspen, to release the first supplies of J&J vaccines with active ingredients, this time, Stavros, released from Europe rather than the United States after that contamination incident, of course, of a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, Bruce, good evening and good evening to all the listeners. I think this is quite a seminal moment. It's an important milestone both for Aspen and for the country and the continent for that matter. So as you correctly point out, there were contamination issues. We were in fact ready to, we had produced product, as you know, in March and April. This occasioned a delay. We had to get active substance or drug substance, as we call it, out of Leiden in the Netherlands. This has now been converted. The stock, the final stock or finished stock, as we call it, is ready. Johnson & Johnson have taken receipt of it. It has been packed into these special vacutainers and will be made available for release or shot in people's arms later on this week. So it is indeed a proud moment because this is the first African-produced COVID vaccine by an African company for South African and African patients.
But geez, it's taken a long time. I mean, so much longer than you would have anticipated when it was announced months and months and months ago.
Bruce, it's actually, you know, J&J has got 9 contract manufacturers. And in fact, Aspen has been the quickest of the 9, even though we were the second last to receive a technology transfer. So we've put together a technology transfer that commenced in December. And to have product out in July is actually a very speedy process. I know it seems long because we're all going through the traumas of second and third waves, et cetera. But in real terms, it's actually been a very swift response.
Okay, good to hear on that particular front, Stavros. What about the volumes? I mean, how much is coming to market this week?
So, Bruce, I think it's out in the, you know, in the public domain. It would ordinarily be for Johnson & Johnson to answer that because it's their stock and they're responsible for the distribution. But the health department has made this announcement. It's one just under 1.5 million doses.
Sure.
And then there's a second consignment that would come about in early August as well.
Okay. So, I mean, how far away are you from your million doses a day production target? When this was first announced, I recall talking to Stephen Saad saying it'll start slowly, but the goal is a million doses a day. How far are you from that?
Okay, so Bruce, look, we are getting into some cadence of drug substance supply. So, of course, our capacity at Aspen is to make up to 25 million doses of J&J products on a monthly basis. So that's the capacity that we've got and we can certainly deliver. But our ability to deliver is dependent on getting the drug substance out of Leiden now. So when we're in a full cadence of API supply, then I think we will start hitting those numbers between 20 to 25 million. And of course, as you know, the president last night in his family meeting announced that all the production that gets manufactured at Aspen's Quebecha facility from October onwards will be exclusively for South Africa and the African continent.
Good news indeed. Thank you very much for joining us this evening. Dr. Stavros Nikolaou, Senior Executive, responsible for trade development at Johnson & Johnson, at Aspen Pharmacare, manufacturing, of course, on behalf of J&J and getting vaccines to market. Interesting that they are among the faster movers in the world. Yeah, we are often very, very hard on ourselves.